the Human Resources Committee of the Public Commission on the Oregon Legislature. And we'll begin today with, I assume since we discussed these a great deal at our last full commission meeting, but I thought we ought to talk about how these guiding principles that were developed by, it was really a combination of Dave Frommeyer and Sue Leeson, how they might affect the work, and whether we can use these as guiding principles for our work as we go through our deliberations here in this committee. And from what I'm reading in the newspapers and what I'm hearing from folks that I talk to, that people are really concerned about excessive political partisanship and losing public confidence in the legislature. Having worked for one institution or another for about 26 years, I'm sorry to hear that, but the legislature is under some piece of siege. If you remember at our last full commission meeting, we talked about the guiding principles, and I'm wondering if folks feel these are something we can use to guide us as we deliberate the various items that have been assigned to our committee. Anybody have any comments? I think they should be in your packet.
Yes.
And you all received also Dave's letter where he enunciated his seven problems. I don't think I didn't hear anybody who disagreed with that, and I think some of the things in the guiding principles really speak fairly directly to some of the issues that we'll be talking about.
I concur.
Well, good. We have one vote anyway.
I concur.
Dan concurs.
I can tell he's got it. We've got his vote, don't we?
I'm not volunteering for anything.
We were talking, Dr. Bernstein, about the guiding principles that we talked about at our last full commission meeting and using them as our guiding principles for our subcommittee.
Right.
And I didn't hear anybody saying that was not a good idea, so.
Okay, sounds good to me.
We'll be using those.
Thanks. All right,
We have, and you should have in your packet, let me first talk about some of the things that Marjorie has included here. You have a memo from Ramona Kennedy that speaks to the staff and job of the House Clerk. You have an interesting piece of research that shows the salaries of legislators from 1971 to October of 2005. They probably don't get paid next month. So. Anyway, that gives you some information about legislative salaries, expense allowances, and interim staff allowances. Also, they do get a per diem when they're in session and get mileage for coming here.
And you'll see, commission members, that was prepared by financial services under legislative administration, and it shows the interim salaries and the session salaries, and it's divided between the House and Senate, and I think the difference is basically the comment section between members.
So you have those two items, the seven problems and guiding principles. And then the next item in our agenda would be to take a look at the proposals and issues that the co-chairs, I think ably assisted by Marjorie Taylor, have assigned to this committee. And I thought we ought to take some time and go through theirs and see if there are any that we can dispense with quickly. Legislator compensation clearly is going to be a major issue that will probably take some time to deal with. I would like to suggest that personnel regulations is also a major item that we should deal with. Perhaps that's because I worked for the legislature for too many years, but I think it both the organization and how we staff, how we pay, and how we set standards for staff are very important in the and how they affect the political culture or the staffing culture that you find in the legislature. Issues of partisanship versus nonpartisanship, requirements for kinds of backgrounds and education that are needed, say, for various kinds of positions within the legislature. I think they do tend to have a major impact on how the legislature is staffed, and they have an impact on the overall legislature itself. And that, I suppose, this the issue of performance evaluation and feedback for agency heads really fits in that category, that first category of personnel regulations. The problem that I'm having, and I've talked to Connie Seeley about this, is there's some overlap between what we do here with those issues and what the management committee also will be doing, because they're going to be reviewing staff and staff resources. They're looking more, I think, at the organization of staff. We'll be looking at how staff are hired and sort of how perhaps salaries are set, what kind of standards that you want to have for staff. Then, I think that will take us some time to go through. The increase in legislator compensation, which is a major issue not just for this committee but for the commission, and I think for the general public, is something we'll want to spend some time on. The legislative budgeting process
In the branch.
That's just for the legislature and its budget.
Exactly.
I think we're going to have to wait on that, given that the reason we budget the way we do for the legislative branch is because of the biennial sessions, and you have a legislature carrying from one biennium into another biennium, and how do you budget the differences between the two, and how do you carry funds over it? It gets both politically tricky, but it also gets substantively tricky. And I'm not sure that unless we change the meeting times of the legislature, and if we go to annual sessions, that would change that whole issue, I would think. Am I wrong, Dave? Okay. So we may want to let that wait.
Mm-hmm. And I would be happy to comment on the work plans of the process committee or for the management committee in relation to some of these major topics that you're talking about. For instance, the process committee plans to meet monthly until probably September, and in fact, in January and February, they will continue a discussion that they started this month on the structure and frequency and timing of session, but they're also going to pick up budget issues. So I think by February or March, we'll have a pretty good idea of a recommendation that might be coming from that committee. In mid-February, we plan to have our next full commission meeting, at which time we certainly hope to at least get a vague idea from the process committee what direction they're going for the session staff or session frequency, length, and structure. As for the management committee, we met this morning, and it looks to me like over the next couple of months, they'll be gathering information about various offices in the building, such as this morning we were talking about committee staffing and legislative research. But next, we'll talk about fiscal council revenue and some other issues. But I think by April, they'll finish their information gathering stage, and then by May, June, July, start making some recommendations.
So Are you suggesting that perhaps we wait on our discussions until they have theirs, or?
I wouldn't suggest that, but I think we can certainly work on a work plan along with their work plan and make sure that all of the pieces are kind of fitting together logically so that you can kind of feed off of one another.
Okay.
But as for budgeting, we might have a pretty good idea about that by March.
Very good. The next issue is remove Commission on Indian Services from the legislative branch. Having been here when that was attempted in about 91-3, it was before your time, Dave. Anyway, didn't go very far. Unless there's a big push, I don't even know where this came from. Dolores, do you have any?
I was going to ask where it came from, because there's a public law now that recognizes tribes as sovereign, and it's mm-hmm. always been at the executive level.
Mm-hmm.
I'd suggest removing it from this.
Okay.
And, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we could certainly get rid of that proposal at your next meeting when we can schedule a work session.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
Okay.
We may, I don't know whether there will be anyone who want to testify on that or not, but I'd like to probably have that one taken care of before our next full commission meeting. We can make a recommendation then.
Okay.
The legislative records of retention, this, as I understand it, is somewhat an arcane issue, but a very, very important one that seems to have raised its ugly head last session. We're going to hear from some folks about that one today. So that sounds like one that is going to be technical, but I have a feeling there are going to be some political implications to whatever we decide on that one. I don't know on 145 what the issue is there.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe that had to do with the fact that the per diem paid for non-legislators on commissions and task forces probably hasn't changed for a very long time. So whether $30 a day is an adequate compensation for all of the volunteers who are serving on various boards and commissions.
Well, that would certainly have budget implications to change it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Again, as Co-Chair Wilhelm has said, this is a blue sky commission. Make all the recommendations you want.
Okay, well, I think before we get into that, we may want to put that with the budgeting, but I'd certainly want to know a lot more about the implications, how many people,
mm-hmm.
how much it would cost, and those kinds of things. Okay, now, is there anything else on, is anything on this list other than the Commission on Indian Services that anybody has any particular heartburn over? Okay. I think that number 145, the review of per diem payments, perhaps we can get the information, maybe hold a work session on that at the same time we do the Commission on Children and Families, and maybe we can dispense with that one.
Archie, is the 145 item, does that involve commissions, task forces, boards in the executive branch?
That's my understanding.
It's in the executive branch.
Yeah, it's the whole ball of wax, I think. And that's why it's a little bigger than a breadbasket.
Yes, it is. What does that have to do with the commission on the legislature?
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think because the members of this commission are allowed per diem payments, that it was an issue that was brought to somebody's attention.
Okay. Well, that's a much bigger issue than I...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was clear that, in my understanding. There was all of it.
Awesome.
Do we have, I'm sorry, is there any sense of how it breaks down in terms of number of citizens on executive appointed committees versus legislative appointed committees? I mean, the percentage, I don't know.
20 to 1. 30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Way bigger.
But is this important? Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. And that is,
Mr. Barris,
do the commissioners on the Transportation Commission, do they get per diem? As an example, I'm not asking you specifically about them, but the Board of Higher Education.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Barris, I think it varies from board to board and commission to commission, but I mean, at times it's identified in statute what they receive and what they don't receive.
But if it just says per diem, they're limited to $30 now.
That's my understanding of how it works. But I would need to do a little bit more research just to confirm.
Mr. Bernstein.
I mean, if we're talking about a 20 to or 10 to 20, 10 to 20 to 1 ratio, it seems to me that the percentage on the legislative side would be so small that I would recommend this for deletion as well. I'm not sure it's an issue that we'd want to tackle separately if it's such a small percentage, because I would assume that you'd want to have both treated the same anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I think you're going to run into the fact that a lot of these are set by statute. I mean, mm-hmm. you raised several that I think right. are going to be in the statutes. I don't know, but I would bet. I think if the committee wants, we can then try and get rid of this one too at our next meeting. We need to do a work session before we get rid of something.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you know, on your next agenda, we'll just schedule a work session and list the proposals that you're probably inclined to just not do anything with.
Okay.
Take an action at that point, forward it to the full commission, and go from there.
Right.
Will you get us more information
yes.
on the?
Absolutely, I'll gather more information about that one.
$30.
I'll absolutely do that.
Well, the executive branch has a large number of boards and commissions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, somebody keeps track of that in the governor's office.
Yeah.
Of course they do. But there's probably somebody at BASS that knows this stuff.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I also have the privilege of staffing the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee this interim, and I'm familiar with some of those boards and commissions, and I can certainly gather some of that information and pass that on to you.
Yeah, I'd like to, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to look at it a little bit before we take it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I think, you know, if we are empowered by the co-chairs to go beyond strictly the boundary of the legislature, to say legislature and these other things,
okay.
it would seem to me that maybe it would be appropriate for this group and then the full commission to look at this issue if in fact it is, as Marjorie, and I'm sure it is, if Marjorie says it, that they have been sort of locked in one low number for a long time. I mean, those people give up a lot to serve on those kinds of commissions. And, you know, if you're getting $30 a day, not that it much matters to them, but it's sort of symbolic that we treat them with a little
mm-hmm.
more uh-huh. remunerative respect.
Why don't we have staff get us some more information, yeah. and we'll see if there's anybody that would like to speak to it at our next meeting.
Sure.
All right.
That'd be great.
So again, that's number 38, number 145.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
do you want to look at the management committee proposals?
We can do that.
Just to get an idea of what's there.
You want to, Marjorie has made a suggestion that we run through the management committee. As I said earlier, there's a lot of overlap, and I thought maybe Marjorie could run through it very quickly because she knows what they've been doing, and she can maybe comment on each of these. since we do have some time.
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, the management committee met this morning, and they heard testimony on committee staffing and legislative research, and we also started a discussion about caucus offices and staffing there in relation to legislative committee staffing and researching. So looking at the proposals in the management committee, a lot of what they're planning to do is outlined in all of the proposals, is just review staffing levels and the functions of all of the offices, including council fiscal revenue, looking at the desks, making sure the caucus offices are staffed appropriately, and then also looking at individual legislators and making recommendations on staffing levels for individual legislators.
Question.
Sure.
Are they assuming that any of these that these offices will exist and they will be staffed?
That's a very good question, Mr. Chair. I think we're approaching all of the proposals in their committee pretty cautiously, acknowledging that the process committee has some significant issues that they need to make some recommendations on before management, human resources, all of the subsequent committees can really take action on some of their proposals. So I think as process talks about structure, we are just gathering information and talking about options with witnesses as to how to staff and start planning ahead for recommendations within the year.
Has that committee talked at all about their what they will do with regard to staffing versus what we're assigned to do?
No, they have not taken up that particular issue. Again, I think they're waiting for the process committee to give some sort of direction as to how they see staffing a session, whether it's biennial, or annual, whether it's retimed, and all of the effects of changing the structure, frequency, length of session on council fiscal revenue and all of the associated offices. So if we had, say, just 3X annual sessions, how does that change the way fiscal operates? How does that change the way council operates? And so we're just gathering information about those offices at this time, asking questions of the witnesses, thinking ahead, well, what happens with biennial, what happens with annual? And then come April, May, June, they'll start making recommendations based on what's come out of process and the full committee, perhaps.
Okay.
So we're planning ahead. Yes. So I would urge you and this committee to do the same, but you can certainly gather information at this time, maybe make some preliminary recommendations.
Well, one of our assigned tasks is personnel regulations, forms evaluation, that kind of thing, hire and fire authorities. Okay. So they're going to be talking about role and function. We're talking, and I guess we'll be talking about
payment.
But also, I would imagine the standards, requirements for staff. I mean, you don't. There, I would think you would have certain levels of education you'd want for somebody working for the Legislative Revenue Office or the Legislative Fiscal Office. So, if I understand the difference here, those are the kinds of things we'll be looking at?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
And then you can make recommendations back and forth between the committees so that you're sharing information, and at some point in the future, at a full commission meeting, we'll have one great big package.
Okay. All right. So is that as far as they've gotten?
Yes.
Did they talk about legislative audit function?
Mr. Chair, no. I believe that might be on their next agenda.
Have they talked to their attorneys about legislative audit function?
We're looking into that.
Okay. What about the rest of these things?
Again, this morning we heard about the committee staffing and legislative research, so we took up 5 different proposals just in a very general manner. It was more information gathering than actually making a recommendation or having a work session on proposals. But, for instance, like number 50, we had Dave Henderson come in and review the report on committee services from NCSL. And as background noise, we're reflecting on proposal number 60. What is the role of committee staff right now in the committee process? And proposals number 62 and 63, looking at where the management of committee services should be housed. Should it be an independent office or housed with the desk? It just, again, options out there as background noise as we were hearing testimony this morning.
Okay. Good. Any questions on those? All right. Now, one of the things I wanted to do was to hear from anybody on this committee that would like to add things to our agenda. We talked about things that we might remove. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Can I ask a question of Mr. Mayor? There was discussion by the co-chairs at one of, I think, the first commission meeting about maybe shifting some of the stuff. I can't remember the names of the committees, but from Ginny Lang's committee, who seemed to have half the workload of the commission. Have they followed up on that or made any determinations that they're going to do that? Or?
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Barrows, we had a conference call with the committee chairs and the commission co-chairs talking about workload, and Ginny Lang feels comfortable with her workload, and at her meeting last week she outlined a work plan that has meetings every month and her committee taking up bigger issues. Well, all of her issues are pretty big.
Yeah.
But the session structure issue that a lot of people are pretty interested in, trying to take care of that first, and then moving on to some budgeting, and then towards the end of the interim, actually getting to elections-type issues. But right now, Commissioner Lang feels comfortable in her responsibility, and the committee members that she's working with seem pretty comfortable in the workload that they have, and we agreed to a monthly meeting schedule. So at this point, she's doing good, but I think the commission co-chairs and Commissioner Lang would encourage any commission member to show up to our committee meetings and participate in the discussion or be in the audience and listen. I mean, we had Senator Morse, and now Frank Bronner is an official member of that committee. So again, we would welcome additional members, but as Ginny was saying, it's probably better to know within the next month or so who is going to be an actual member of her committee. And is that person or are those people willing to spend the time? Because, again, we're planning monthly meetings, and we would love to have as many people as possible, as long as we have 15 and fewer. We don't want a quorum. We will do whatever we can to communicate with you in whatever way you want to about those issues that are up in the process committee. I know that there are a lot of commission members who are keenly interested. So we don't want to limit it. But she right now seems confident.
That's great. And would that same be true of the other 3 committees?
Yes. Yes. I think we've got good committee chairs moving in the right direction. Forward.
Yeah, we're moving forward.
Yes, yeah. Not backwards.
Maybe a little sideways once in a while, but always forward. Anyway, this committee is the Human Resources Committee, and we'll deal with big issues of legislator compensation and staffing. Are there any other issues that, or even issues around those things that people would like, any of the members of this committee would like to add or feel have been left off or are important that we discuss? Hearing none, I guess we'll stick with what we have.
Okay.
Our staff is very, very concerned that we have a work plan.
I'm concerned on the part of oh so many people. It's just good for planning purposes, so that if other commission members want to attend this meeting, that we can plan ahead and invite them. And also to work out research requests. As you know, we're staffing, well, five committees and the full commission, and we just need to prioritize the workload for each one of you. So work plans are appreciated.
Yeah. You have in your packet there some suggested work plans for meetings, meetings A, B, and C. I think we would probably, given our discussion today, we'd want to wait on legislative branch budgeting until we find out what kind of legislative branch we might recommend. And we might... I would suggest that even legislator compensation might come at any time. We can talk about that. She has in this Human Resource Committee meeting a discussion of the personnel regulations, performance evaluations, and some of the... And then the Commission on Indian Services and per diems we talked about, we could do that at our next meeting and perhaps have them removed from our committee agenda. I'm going to have a particular interest in personnel, and you may you may understand that from the fact that I've spent so much of my life working for legislators. Legislatures, and I even wrote a journal article at one time about legislative staffing, so I have an interest in that, and that's why I've been trying to work with Connie Seeley, the chair of the management committee, about my interests and her interests and how we proceed with that. But I don't want, just because I'm the chair of the committee, to fully set the agenda without the other members of the committee having a chance to say that. I'm just wanting to let you all know that I have particular interest in human resource issues, personnel issues, as they as we talk about how we staff this legislature, depending on what kind of legislature this commission recommends. So I think it's a big issue, and I'm at some point along the way I will talk about why I think it's a big issue. And so are there comments on this suggested set of committee meetings? I think that the records retention is going, we're going to talk about that today, but I guess I don't fully understand the issue, so I'm going to withhold my comments. Oregon does have a long tradition of open meetings and public records, so I'm probably going to be biased to the open meeting open public records, but we'll see what the staff tell us about the issue. So if we could at our next meeting then talk about we'll set up an agenda to talk about personnel regulations. Is that all right with this committee? Mm-hmm. And we'll bring those other two issues in.
Sure.
All right.
And speaking of next meeting, would you like to set dates?
Well, we probably ought to do that eventually.
Is it your intention, Mr. Chairman, to do these three in the order A, B, and C? Is that...
We're actually going to start the issue of records retention today.
Right.
The co-chairs have told me that is a major issue for the legislature, and I would imagine for the public too, or at least sets of publics. I'm not sure if the general public even understands what we're talking about here. But, there are groups out there, I think, that have a major interest in that. So we'll start that today. And then if we can move next week to our next meeting to personnel issues and legislator compensation, and hold the legislative branch budgeting until we hear from them.
Right.
To me, there are really four big issues we've got here: personnel regulations, records retention, legislator salaries, and legislative branch budgeting. The rest falls in those categories from my reading of the materials.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. So we will start then with human resources at our next meeting. We'll start the discussion so we understand the issue of records retention. Then perhaps we can move on to that and legislator compensation and wait on the budgeting until later. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're moving right along.
And again, if you'd like to set a meeting date, I'll remind you that the next full commission meeting is February 13th.
Okay.
It's a Friday, isn't it?
That's a Monday.
Monday, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the next.
So I see there are a couple of good weeks. Say starting the 30th of January through the 10th of February, or actually the 23rd of January through, let's say, about the 8th of February. There's a lot of good time available there.
How often do you think we need to meet? I don't think that we've got enough issues to meet as often as the process committee. I don't know how the rest of the members feel.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you
and I hope that when we meet, we can do as much as we can, and if it's a half a day or a whole day. Or
do people like half days, or would you rather have a full day meeting?
I like that, personally.
Half days is
better for
me. Okay.
But the worst has to come the farthest.
What?
You have to come the farthest. Is it better?
No, I live in Salem.
Oh, you do?
You guys are coming.
You come the least far.
I'd come about 10 minutes.
I mean, it doesn't really. I didn't mind that. Yeah. In some respects, it turns into almost a full day. Yeah, by the time I get ready to leave the office, get down here. And, you know, but half days work fine.
Okay. All right. We'll do half day meetings. So what days you were talking about sometime in January?
I was looking at January 23rd through about the 8th of February, other than the 25th of January. Which is
that your birthday or something?
No. It's a management committee meeting.
Oh.
So if you meet afterwards, after the management committee meeting.
On the 25th?
Mm-hmm. Well, so if you meet, say, the 26th, 27th.
Are they
like
meeting
that
all day?
They'd like to.
Okay. But anybody have preferences?
23rd works for me.
Yeah, but actually the 23rd, believe it or not, works for me too.
January 23rd?
Yeah, we're closing in on the grid here.
Can we do it in the afternoon?
Human resources. We can do it whenever you want.
Like 1 to 4? I mean, like we're doing right now.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
If Dave Hendricks is watching, he might want to work his way down here.
Well, we have Dave Hendricks.
Oh, Dave Hendricks.
I know we have Hendrickson. Hendricks.
Hendricks.
Dave, were the three of you going to work together on this one, or did you want to do it individually? Leslie?
I will defer to the legal experts and allow them to share with you their legal opinions, and then I'd be happy to fill in as it relates to our agency and the assembly where I came.
Oh, that would be excellent.
Yeah.
What about Rich? Is he coming up to...
he's coming to address the technical issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
We were forcing him to step forward, but he demurred. He felt it was a legal issue.
Of course he did.
Okay. The committee, at least the chair of the committee, is uninformed as to this issue. So if you could start off with helping us understand the issue, and then maybe we'll get some more clarification from the other staff.
Chair Latimer, members of the committee, David Hendricks, acting legislative counsel, and Marjorie had asked that I come today and talk a little bit about records retention by the Legislative Assembly. This is a topic on which there was a great deal of discussion during the last session, although the discussion was primarily about the job, the duties and responsibilities of individual members to keep records and to provide them under the public records law. The issue from the point of view of committee records was addressed back in 1961, and I provided you with some materials. In the first two pages, you can turn to about the third page, you're going to see the existing statutes in 171 that were adopted in 1961. And what my research determined in looking at those statutes and looking at the 61 law was that up until 1961, there was a real problem with committee records, tapes, and information in committee files getting to the state archivist. And in fact, if you go back and try to do legislative research before 1961, you don't find very much, and a lot of it is hit and miss, because each individual committee may or may not have done a good job of actually getting those records to the archivist. Sometimes they ended up going with the chair. Sometimes they just disappeared. And so there's not a lot of information on some of those bills or even the tapes that were taken back before 1961. So in 1961, they passed a law that I think was primarily aimed at making sure that the archivist got committee records